This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 22nd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds, perfect for an outdoor stroll or a coffee at your favorite cafe. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, earlier today, the IDF eliminated Sabai Zaher Abed al-Hamid Abu Hasna, a Hamas terrorist who held Omar Sham Tov captive in northern Gaza. Also, the Times of Israel reports just in, 13 people are dead and dozens injured after a blast at a Qatar fuel terminal. Officials blame a technical accident. Also this hour, Ynet confirms Israel's forces killed Sabai Abu Hasna, a Hamas operative, during a release ceremony for an ex-hostage in northern Gaza. Separately, the Jerusalem Post finds that the majority of Israelis view the Iran War Memorandum of Understanding as a loss for Israel's security. And finally, from JNS earlier today, Israel's foreign minister states that Israel will respect a ceasefire with Lebanon if Hezbollah does the same. Here's what people are saying online. Unacceptable D posted minutes ago about a live briefing on the Iran War MOU happening today at 2 p.m. Eisenberg, a commentator, remarked earlier today that despite criticisms, international journalists are already reporting from Gaza. Ynet Global reported that Israeli forces killed a Hamas terrorist linked to an ex-hostage ceremony, adding details to the morning's events. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF operation in Gaza. Walla reports that Sabai Zaher Abed al-Hamid Abu Hasna, involved in holding an Israeli captive, was targeted in the northern Gaza Strip. This operation follows a series of targeted strikes against Hamas operatives. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for further military engagement. Turning to Qatar, where a tragic incident occurred at the Ras Laffan liquid natural gas plant. The Times of Israel explains that a technical accident caused the explosion, not a deliberate attack. This plant was previously hit by an Iranian missile, adding to regional security concerns. The blast underscores the vulnerabilities in the energy sector amid geopolitical tensions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals deep public dissatisfaction with the recent Iran agreement. Over 90% of Israelis polled see the memorandum as favoring Iran over Israel. This sentiment could influence future diplomatic strategies and security policies in Jerusalem. Finally, the JNS reports on Israel's position regarding Lebanon. The foreign minister emphasized that while Israel has no territorial ambitions, it won't tolerate Hezbollah's aggression. This stance reflects ongoing complexities in maintaining peace along the northern border. On the economic front, first, from Globes, despite ongoing conflict, a penthouse in Nahariya has sold for 5 million shekels, showing resilience in the real estate market. Separately, CTEC highlights Intel's CEO praising Israel's tech scene as highly disruptive and innovative, crucial for Intel's future endeavors. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli food companies are quietly expanding sales to Gaza, with improved aid routes opening new markets for goods despite the conflict. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.